Howard Kitchen?
Here.
George Kramer? No, and Randy Hayes?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Okay, could you explain the meeting procedures, please?
Yep, I'd like to welcome you to the June 12th, 2017, Taney County Planning Commission Public Hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division III permit application, which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A, the staff report for each case as Exhibit B, and the staff file including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit C, for the case to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, a sign-in sheet has been provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the public hearing begins. When it is your opportunity to speak, your name will be called. Please proceed to the podium at the front of the room in order to address the Planning Commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. No comments or disruptions from the audience will be tolerated, and the person or persons causing the disruption may be asked to leave the Commission hearing room. The public hearing shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment. The Division III permit applications heard this evening shall be voted upon during the Monday, June 19th, 2017, Planning Commission regular meeting, and you may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you.
Thank you. Ready, Scott?
Yep.
Let's see. Project Hickory Workshop.
Hinkle, this is the case number 2017-19. It's the Hinkle Workshop. Camille Hinkle, Andrew or Camille would be the representatives. Locations 226 Barb's Lane, Forsyth, Missouri. Right here, it's highlighted in blue. I've kind of zoomed out. Of course, there's Forsyth, 16076. I think everybody's kind of familiar with it. We'll zoom in. Right here's the Bull Shoals Bridge. Property consists approximately 1.59 acres. Workshop to be built and used for the building of fishing lures. No sewer or water, only electric. Also using the building for parking a boat and other storage. You can see kind of highlighted area. Proposed area to build it. We got some pictometry views from different directions. It's a view from the south, from the east. These are just some photographs I took when I was out there. The area in the grassy, tall grassy area is kind of the area where the building, proposed building would go. Picture of the front of the residence. Again, I think just on the back side of the fence, they can refer to these pictures if we need to. And then I just took a picture of the road. The representative is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division III permit for the ability to use a future pole barn for the building of fishing lures. The barn will also be used to store a personal boat and, along with other storage. The property is at 226 Barb's Lane, is approximately 1.6 acres in size per the Taney County assessors. There is a single family home located on the parcel. The applicant has indicated no water will be connected to the pole barn, thus no requirements for a wastewater system. The lures will be sold via the internet, and the pole barn will not be used as a storefront. There will also be no signage on the pole barn. Staff recommendations that the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 2017-19. The following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. Compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Number 2 would be compliance letters from Central Taney County Fire Protection District. 3, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste. 4, this decision is subject to all existing easements. 5, a Division 2 permit will be required for all applicable structures in the development. And 6, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay, thanks, Scott.
Yep.
Is a representative here? You'll come up. Anybody on the board got any questions?
Do you live in the house?
My husband and I are here right now for a month just to get some minor repairs done inside. We're using it as a vacation home. My son will be living there full time.
Mm-hmm. But it will be a family member living there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Not a rental.
Okay. Yeah.
Anybody? Okay, thank you. Rick?
I appreciate the opportunity to address the commission on this. I must say when we first got the letter about it, didn't have really any concerns, but after visiting with my wife and my in-laws who own the property to the east and south of it, we had a few questions, some of which have been answered just with the presentation. I stood at the same podium about 10 years ago asking y'all to let us put a family cemetery in directly south of the house, which you graciously did and the county commission approved, so that's where I'm going to spend eternity. But the concerns that we have, and can probably be answered tonight, is is it just going to be assemblage of parts and there's not going to be any manufacturing, say injection molding or fumes or anything like that? The 27 or so acres across the road and to the south, eventually we will be selling. We don't want anything that's going to possibly damage the value of that. As I said, we have a family cemetery directly across the street. If my children ever want to come visit me someday, I would hope that they wouldn't have some sort of lure manufacturing right across the street. And say Mr. Morris decides they really like the people's lures, you know, and they get a million unit order, how are they going to address that in the future? Is this permit going to allow them to have expansion, or is it just a one-time deal with this pole barn? Those are just some of the questions that we had off the top of our heads, and so I wanted to present those concerns and just to find out if that can be answered tonight before it goes to a vote. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
You want to come back up, please?
This wasn't under a special use permit.
No, this
would be. Can you answer some of his questions on the size of the barn?
It's probably going to be about, he's working in a spot about 15 by 15 right now. It's just a garage, a small one-car garage, and he uses our garage. Also, which were across the alley in California.
Look at us while you're explaining.
Oh, it's
that.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's all resident. I'm sorry, what?
Look at us while you're explaining that. He can hear you.
Okay, so it's he's just in a couple of places, and he does some of his carving and stuff in his condo. So he just needs everything put together. He's a one-man shop. He carves his bait out of, you know, with nail file or wood, you know, files and stuff, and, you know, makes the bait by hand. And then he makes a silicone mold, and there's no fumes that I know of. And then he pours his resin in these molds, and he gets an acrylic bait, and he will be shipping them out to have them painted. They won't even be painted there because his painter he likes is in California, and the product will come back to him. He's not planning on shipping in and out of this building. He doesn't want trucks coming and going. He doesn't really, because he's got, you know, he prides himself on his equipment, his saws and stuff like that. He doesn't really want people coming to this place, so he doesn't want traffic. He's looking at renting a storefront to do all of his shipping out for his internet sales because he doesn't. It's a private area. We don't want people. You know, we don't want to advertise it as a business. You know, like a auto repair shop.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
Are most of these lures made out of wood?
No, they're acrylic.
Acrylic.
Mm-hmm. His base is a wood carving.
Okay, and he pours the acrylic. Is there a mold?
Yes, he makes a mold, and then he pours the acrylic in the mold.
About how many lures do you think he would?
He might do maybe 200 a month. 200. So that's not like millions, and he couldn't. He'd have to have help to have major expansion. I think if he ever got to that, he'd need a bigger shop, and he would probably outgrow the spot. So he would probably have to move on then. So this is just to get everything together for him and get him going, and you know, we don't know down the road, but I don't think he could handle anything larger than that on his own.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions? Thank you. Did that help you?
Yes, that helped a lot. And as I said, I had a idea that it was probably going to be some sort of a mold pouring business, and I've been around that before, and I know the smells and the things, so that was a concern. So that's just what I wanted to bring up in the forum, and
okay.
And I appreciate it. Thank you.
Scott, I have a question. It says no wastewater system, so would he have to come before if he wanted to add a wastewater system?
If he ran water to that structure, he'd have to have some kind of a wastewater system.
So and get, then have to get approval?
Yeah, it'd be a permit. Mm-hmm. Yep. Based on the daily flow, which the minimum's 100 gallons per day, even if he uses 5 gallons a day. If it's just one restroom out there, the minimum we could assess it would be 100 gallons a day.
Okay, let's move on to Bass Breakaway Vacation Rental.
Case number 1721, Beth's Breakaway Vacation Rental. Beth Hammond, Representatives Tracy Lightfoot and Beth Hammond. Location's 186. Fairlane Drive. You see the area highlighted. She included all these parcels. 86 Highway to Devil's Pool Road. And then it's left down Fairlane on the right. Pictometry views from different directions. These are the parcels that were included in the application with these parcel numbers. Of course, the home sits here on this parcel.
To speak.
For who?
From the Emery Creek POA, and was concerned about the deal with the city request.
Here's some photographs that I took of the property.
Unless this is not the right time.
Oh, this is a different.
This is a different one.
Not that I know of. Yeah.
There's nothing on the
agenda
like that.
Yeah.
Here's some views of the street that I took. This is looking back to the east, northeast. looking back to the west.